think that the influence is one very important aspect. That's why our deen is concerned. It's a regard to adab, respect. In the surah we have recited in the Fajr Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taught in detail how we should respect our elders. And obviously the greatest of all was Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala in detail who were the very close companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if Allah ta'ala taught them, then how much more important is it for us to learn adab and respect and manners, etc. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi, a very great scholar, a great sheikh, explained that many a times when a person doesn't learn adab, respect, how to respect one another, how to treat one another, how to talk to one another, how elders, how children should talk to the elders, how the elders should talk to the children, etc., then it causes such harm that more harm than it can cause by a person just committing sin. This is a great thing that causes great harm in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see today, unfortunately, there's a great lack of honor, there's a great lack of respect. We ourselves, we don't realize the importance of it, so we don't teach it to our children, and we don't take cognizance, and we are not conscious of this. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the sign of iman. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِالتَّقْوَىٰ Allah Ta'ala says, we tested the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala with regard to this matter. That if they have to go and meet Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says, don't raise your voice, how you will call your friend, that Muhammad come here, that you should not speak to the elders. In other words, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't say that for your ustad. How a father can call his son, doesn't mean the son can also raise his voice and say to his father the same thing. Today many times children make a big mistake, the father plays with them, tease them, they also want to tease their parents, they also want to tease the elders. Whereas we should tease them, that is not the way of Islam. And that is why we find these difficult conditions come upon us, because of all these things, we are negligent in these things, and this is what happens. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains so many other social etiquettes which are important. We'll try and discuss inshallah in the days to come. But very important is that the rights of fellow human beings. These are very, very important aspects which myself, I need it the most. I am the most weakest in this, that we don't take cognizance of this, we are not conscious. Especially now with so-called the lockdown, whereas we should be more happy to be with the family, to be in the house, but we find we get irritated with one another because we don't realize that this is a ni'mat of Allah. This is a great gift of Allah. Allah has granted me wife, children. Allah Ta'ala has granted me house, etc. We don't realize this, that we just take it for granted. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.